From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself today, the 8th of June, 2009. Arizona lawmakers are moving to strip the domestic partners of state and university employees of the health insurance coverage they gained only a year ago. A provision in the state budget would legally define dependents of state employees who are entitled to coverage as a spouse or a child younger than 19 or younger than 23 if a full-time student. Changing the law would override regulations adopted last year that added domestic partners and their children to the list. The State Department of Administration says about 750 workers who have signed up for the benefits would be affected. The measure passed the House last night and is now on the governor's desk. Republican Governor Jan Brewer is on record since 2006 for opposing domestic partner benefits for state employees. The United States Supreme Court has rejected an appeal of a challenger to the United States military Don't Ask, Don't Tell regulation. The court said a lower court was right to uphold the homophobic policy. Meanwhile, the latest Gallup poll finds 69% of Americans want the policy to be eliminated. The Obama administration claims it will somehow get around to overturning the policy. But when, guys? When? There's been another call for an October Lesbi-Gay-Trans March on Washington, this time from Cleve Jones, founder of the Names Project. Speaking at the Utah Pride Festival in Salt Lake City, just blocks away from the world headquarters of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Jones said, quote, "We seek nothing more and nothing less than equal protection in all matters governed by civil law in all 50 states." End of quote. The march is tentatively planned for October 11th and will coincide with National Coming Out Day. 42 children, mainly babies and toddlers, have been killed in a fire at a daycare center in Hermosilla, Sonora, on Friday. The fire started at an adjoining tire and vehicle warehouse leased by the Sonoran government and spread to the roof of the daycare center, sending flames raining down on the children inside. Mexican President Felipe Calderon has promised a thorough investigation. Many allege government corruption in the development of safety standards are to blame. A North Korean court has sentenced American journalists Laura Ling and Yuna Lee to 12 years hard labor for committing an unidentified grave crime against the country. Bill Richardson, the governor of New Mexico and former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, says that he will attempt to obtain what he calls a political pardon from the Pyongyang regime. Lebanon's pro-Western government has won that country's elections over the weekend. President Obama's speech in Egypt seeking a new relationship between the United States and southwestern Asia is admittedly what stopped the Hezbollah-led opposition. The death toll of illegal miners at a South African gold mine has risen to 82 after a fire that broke out at an abandoned shaft about 3 weeks ago. Last week, Harmony Gold, which owns the mine, said many of the diggers had died from smoke inhalation when fire broke out in one of the disused shafts on May the 18th. Since last Monday, dozens of bodies have been recovered at the mine southeast of Johannesburg, making the accident the deadliest ever reported among illegal miners. Police spokesman Sam Makele said it was unclear if there were more bodies trapped underground as rescue workers had been unable to enter the shaft. Illegal mining in the bowels of South Africa's abandoned pits has long plagued the world's third-largest gold producer, with diggers living sometimes for months underground to smuggle the precious metal. For the first time in over three decades, a motion picture was screened in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Saturday night. Women were prohibited from attending. Only men and children, both boys and girls, up to the age of 10, were admitted. The film screened, Mnahi, is a comedy about a Bedouin who has a rough time adapting to life in Dubai. Only television screenings and video releases have been available in Saudi Arabia since the late 1970s. Mick Jagger has added his name to those attempting to save the historic EMD Cinema in Walthamstow, northeast London. In its earlier years, the theater was where famed film director Alfred Hitchcock watched movies as a boy, and where the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, the Who, and the Kinks played many of their early concerts, when the theater was known as the Granada. The theater was closed in 2003, the same year it was sold to a church, which has subsequently been denied permission to convert the building into a church sanctuary. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has been caught plagiarizing the material of Newt Gingrich. Huffington Post blogger Jeffrey Dunn points out that the speech that she delivered in Anchorage last week, in which she unloaded the statements, "Screw political correctness," and "We have to pussyfoot around our troublesome foes," repeatedly lifted material for it from an article written by Gingrich and Craig Shirley for the Manchester, New Hampshire Union Leader newspaper in 2005. Her spokesweasels deny the accusation, but anybody who saw last year's vice presidential debate knows that she can't talk sensibly, whether on her feet or otherwise. Obituaries over the weekend include one for Danny LaRue, the Irish actor and drag entertainer of the 50s and 60s. He had suffered a stroke 3 years ago, but returned to the stage a few months later. Tunbridge Wells, England, age 81. And Hugh Hopper has died. The bassist for the 60s and 70s progressive rock group Soft Machine had been battling leukemia in recent years. He was 64 years old. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. Will Durst left this post on his Facebook page this morning. "The French are big fans of Obama," which for right-wing radio talk show hosts is proof right there. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until tomorrow, have yourselves some peace and oranges.